His nom de guerre, Doik, meant the schoolboy who stood up when his master asked him to. He may have hated the prison work, but he faithfully repeated the slogans. Our party makes absolutely no mistakes. Anka knows who is good and who is bad. They did not quite smother the rising fear that his perpetual system might swallow him, too. Was he sorry? In 1999, when a journalist found him, he wanted to talk. By then he had become a Christian, another ideology in which he could immerse himself. He knew about sins and forgiveness now. Occasionally, he shed tears. He was the first High Khmer Rouge official to go on trial in 2009. There, often dressed in pure white, his soft voice demanding exact dates and transcripts, he explained himself. But what he said one day, he might retract the next. He played with truth, as he had done before. Uniquely among Khmer Rouge leaders, he accepted responsibility for his actions at S21. But his superiors had given the orders, so he was bound to obey, and he hoped, having been useful, that he might be released. He was not. In 2012, his original sentence of 35 years for torture, murder, and crimes against humanity was extended to life. He was not surprised, or did not let it show. He had learned young the most pertinent of Khmer Rouge mottos for him, extinguish your heart. And he had not thrown off the motivations of those days. Given the chance, he would discuss Marxism for hours. He clung tightly, too, to his nom de guerre. Kang Gek Yu was the quiet teacher's name he could have reverted to, but Doik was still who he was, the diligent boy who pleased his master, and wrote daily for years above that name, smash, keep, grind to dust.